When myself and Mo were thinking about doing the season review for Serie A, we obviously didn't know what was going to happen with Juventus after the Champions League, so all agendas were kind of ripped up, put in the bin and rewritten. So I think that is the best place to start. Chloe, what on earth has happened with Sarri and indeed the appointment of Andrea Pirlo?
Well, on Saturday, I was just, absolutely, just like you, just totally shocked. Number one, that Sarri was sacked, and then a couple of hours later, that it was Andrea Pirlo. He's never coached a game in his life that was appointed to replace him. I couldn't get over it. It's so un-Juve-like. Normally they have a plan, they're so professional, they've probably planned stuff 2 years ahead, and for this to happen was just such a shock. When Sarri initially joined, they knew that his style of play, his formula, it all takes time. We've said it so many times over and over again that he showed it at Napoli, it took him 3 years to get that team playing that really tip-top, beautiful football. And that's the football that Juve wanted. And that's obviously why they brought him in, because Allegri was still winning the league. He wasn't doing very well in the Champions League, but the football was pretty dreadful by the end. So they brought someone in who can play really good football. And obviously in the first year, as everybody knew, it didn't quite click. Why that was a surprise to Juve, I don't know. Whether it's some kind of internal dispute or something like that that's caused his sacking, I don't know. But it's almost like, water is wet. Sarri takes time, and they've axed him, and for being who he is, which is just so strange to me. And so I don't know what the thinking is, but we're going to have a very exciting season next year, I think, with a complete rookie manager in charge of Juve.